Heavenly Father, be in my speaking and in our listening, that together we may bring glory to your name. Amen. On this last Sunday in Advent, we come once again to the subject of Mary, who accepted the role which God had chosen for her, despite all the risks of possible condemnation by the society of the time. She could perhaps have tried to get out of it by suggesting that there were much more worthy people than she was, but instead she sang a song praising God for the riches of his kingdom, where the low of spirit and situation find dignity and justice, and where hunger of every kind is satisfied. At school, I was never any good at sport. I quite enjoyed exercises in the gym, but when it came to hockey and netball, especially on cold winter mornings, no thanks. The trouble was, you had no choice, did you? The captains took turns to choose their players, and yes, you guessed it, I was always one of the last to be chosen. I expect some of you will have also had this experience. Actually, I don't blame the captains. After all, people in charge need to recruit the strongest and the best to achieve the desired result, don't they? Everybody naturally does this, except God. With God, the point isn't winning, but giving everyone the chance to play their part in the bringing in of his kingdom. God recruited a young peasant girl, not a mighty emperor, to help him upset the universe. Our gospel reading this morning tells us part of her story. Here she was, a female in a male-dominated world, a very young person at a time when, unlike today, the youngest had the least clout. And she was poor at a time when poverty was more or less shameful. Now, by the intervention of God, she was also pregnant before marriage. A vulnerable young woman at a vulnerable age in the most vulnerable of conditions. But of all people, she is blessed because, in Elizabeth's words, she believed that there would be fulfillment of what was spoken to her by her Lord. Here in the Gospel, God is doing something new and totally unexpected. Human history is being broken open by vulnerable, trusting youth. She may have sought out her older relative Elizabeth to protect herself from gossip in her hometown, but she did nothing to protect herself from God. She put herself at risk for him and thereby set in motion the redemption of creation. I wonder, are we willing to put ourselves at risk for God? In our modern age, we're so used to self-protection that we may be hampering his work in the world by holding back and not daring to take on the responsibilities for which our various talents and good fortune equip us. I must say I do admire our young people who've stepped out into the unknown to work in some of the less comfortable places in the world. I know of another example where the willingness of one person to take a risk led to a whole town being blessed and enabled God to work in the lives of many. A few years ago, my sister told me about a project at their church in Somerset for which there were no funds in the budget. They felt that God was calling them to set up a Christian cafe and meeting centre in the town where lonely people could meet for a cuppa and a chat, rather like our own centre, which ran successfully for 20 years, but sadly is no more. A suitable property eventually became available for purchase. After listening to a discussion on how the money might be raised, an older man quietly handed them a cheque for the full amount needed. "You get to a certain age," he said, "when you just don't see the point of going on about stuff and you just decide to take care of it." So the Angel Cafe was born, and, staffed by volunteers, still makes ends meet and provides a much-appreciated service in the town. this dear man could have kept the money to protect his retirement, but instead he took a risk, made himself vulnerable so that God's work might be done, just as Mary did. Certainly, God often employs the vulnerable to bring about his purposes in the world. He turns things upside down and does something new and unexpected. Today's gospel shows a lot of newness. First, it's a Bible story about a conversation between two named women. I can't think of more than one other instance where this happens in Scripture. Luke is presenting us with something new. Women as people in their own right, and women as allies, for God and before God. Then the older woman defers to the younger one. Why has this happened to me, that the mother of my Lord comes to me? This too is something new. Finally, Mary begins to sing of a lowly servant being raised up and blessed, of strength combined with mercy, of the proud, mighty, and rich being laid low. This is all a new idea. On top of this, Mary mentions God's ancient promises to his people, which are now being fulfilled in our midst if we but have the eyes to see. This too is something new and unexpected. The season of Advent is reaching its climax. Could this be the season of something new for you and for me? If our highest priority has been in keeping ourselves safe, perhaps the time has come for a little vulnerability. Does God want to do something new through all of us at St. Mary's? Do we feel fit and ready, not only to hear his will for us, but to accept what he says and act in complete and trusting obedience as Mary did? Last week, Guy spoke about spiritual growth and a quest for holiness. And from conversations I had after the service, I know that he touched many people here. Are we ready to re-examine our spiritual lives? Are we ready to discover, perhaps, that we've let things slide a bit over the years, that we're no longer showing the character and mind of Jesus in everything we think and say and do? Some of us go to the gym or to exercise classes to ensure that our physical bodies stay as toned and supple as possible. But maybe we don't pay as much attention to our spiritual fitness. I'm only saying this because I know that I'm one of them. I find I'm rather undisciplined when it comes to my spiritual life, especially since I became a grandma. There are now so many distractions to prevent me spending serious time with God. And I know that it's only by spending time in his company that he can help me to become the person he always intended me to be. And it's only as he enables me to become more like Jesus that I can really be useful to him in helping to bring in the kingdom. Mary must have lived her life very close to God, because in the midst of her supernatural circumstances, she knew in her heart that she would bring into the world the author of love and peace, the creator of all, the redeemer, the promised one, the Lord Jesus Christ. Mary's song, which we call the Magnificat and sing regularly at evensong, shows that she was at once aware of the importance of her calling. Surely from now on, all generations will call me blessed, she sings. For the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. I think Mary's song should be our song as well, because it's in people and not in buildings that God wishes to live. He wants to be made manifest, to be incarnated in each one of us. Like Mary, it's through our lives that we are to make Christ present in the world. We are the voices and instruments by which the good news of God's kingdom becomes known. It's an awesome responsibility, and in order faithfully to accept it, we must first of all learn what the kingdom is all about. So here some prayerful reading is needed, but then we must embrace it ourselves as we begin to walk ever closer with God and are set apart for his use. Mary's song prods us to ask ourselves, how have we responded to God's call today? Have we ignored it? The truth is that left to ourselves, we're fickle and easily distracted. In the noise of our busy lives, God sometimes gets put on the back burner. Perhaps we're afraid that he'll require more of us than we're willing to give. I certainly know that feeling. I know that jumping into the Christian life with both feet isn't easy, and it doesn't mean that everything will fall into place perfectly. There will still be ups and downs in life, difficulties and pain, joy and elation. But the difference will be that God is in control, and we are working under his guidance towards a very rewarding goal. Like Mary, our lives are a conduit for the grace of God's love that has burst through, is bursting through, and will always burst through each day of our lives. That is, when we pay attention to our spiritual fitness and make Mary's song our own. When discouraged, uncertain, anxious, and afraid, may we allow God's love and grace to be birthed in and through us as he begins to do something new in our lives. May we be courageous and echo Mary's words. My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. Amen.